so good. We come before you tonight, Lord, to seek you. We come before you tonight to seek your face, O Lord. We come before you to honor you tonight, O God, for you are worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the worship. So we submit to you tonight, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you move in and through us tonight, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you have said that as we come to pray in one accord, that is when you move. So I thank you that you move tonight, that you move, not just in this room, but in this community, within our family, our church family, Lord. I thank you that you move tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for a divine encounter with you tonight, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke 10:19. And the Lord has told us, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Tonight, I really feel the call to break some chains tonight in the spirit. And it's going to be very much an open prayer night, and I would like everyone here to like kind of contribute to take the mic at some point. And I wanted to start by praying for us as a house, us as a family, to like break some chains for us as a family. And the first thing I want us to break is that spirit of heaviness. Thing about being a believer here in London, especially, I find, is that this spirit of heaviness, the burden of heaviness, seems to be something that saints in London have in common pretty much throughout. And so I'd like us to start by just breaking that spirit of heaviness. So let's just really call on God tonight. Let's start by praying in the spirit. And let us break that, use that authority that Jesus has given unto us to break that spirit of heaviness tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you have given us that authority. Thank you that you have given us that authority by the price that your Son has paid over the enemy. And so, Lord, right now, by that authority, I rebuke the spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and bind it in the name of Jesus. For you have said that which we bind on earth shall also be bound on heaven. And so, Lord, Father God, I come before you and I thank you, Lord, Father God, that spirit of heaviness, that spirit of sadness, that spirit of depression, Lord Father God, let it be broken in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And where it is affecting us as a family, Lord Father God, I thank you, Lord Father God, that you really, Lord, just Father God, just intervene in those moments, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God. I pray, Lord Father God, for a restoration to take place as that spirit of heaviness is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Father God. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you in the name of Jesus that you, Lord, Father God, are the one, Lord, Father God, that restores, Lord, Father God. You are the one that grants us that authority, Lord, Father God. And so, Lord, I speak that spirit of heaviness gone in the name of Jesus. See and I'm mashing the city of the bus and the machine and sadanda. Let it be bound in the name of Jesus. Bound and returned to sender in the name of Jesus. Whatever whatever that thing is, Lord, that is causing people that spirit of heaviness, Lord Father God. Whatever it is, Lord Father God, that is preventing people in our family, in our church family, in kingdom culture, Lord Father God, for pushing forward and pushing through, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Father God, that you meet that need in their lives right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord Father God, for a divine encounter and for a turnaround, in the mighty name of Jesus. See and gusha da said to see and a masha da said to da sa da 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 sa da via gusha da masia la shia la mana da said to gusha da see and a masha da sa da da Let that stronghold be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Let that stronghold and barrier be broken in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Let that stronghold and barrier be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. See and akasha na masidi di asada basha da da sa da da pala ba da sa da da da. Vi anashata sa da da sa da sa da da. See and asada da sa da 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 da. Vi anashata sa da. We acknowledge, Lord, the tiredness is not our portion. We acknowledge the heaviness is not our portion. It is not something that comes from you, Lord. And so we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And cancel that attack of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lo broko senderia baba ronto kotodo sekete libarende de sokoto la broko sondara ya mari baba rekete roboboko sondara ya barike de sonto ya mama shi baba sokatara ya ba likeke sondara ya bari baba gide de sonta ya mama sokotoro yobo santa la braka de sokoto ya bobo sotara ya bari baba rende de ho la boko sondari ye bebe Mama redege de sota ya kotoro yobo sakoto ya baba shindara ya barode de sokoto ya mama rima makasende kerere o ya baba kosondara ya ba ye bebe ke sokoto ya baba sokotoro yobo ye bebe sokotora ya baba ye bebe regede de sokoto ya baba ya kotoro yobo sikede ya broko shindara ya ba sikete ye bebe sokotolo yobo sikete ya baba Shondara yaba sekete ya krote dere sokoto. Lord, your word says that the spirit of the Lord is upon us. O raboko sokoto ya baba sekete ye bebe sikete rabobo sikete. And we know that the same power that was active in Christ is the same power that is active in us, Lord. O rako sakata ye bebe shokodora sokoto ya baba shondere ye bebe sikete. Lord, your words say that the latter will be greater than the former. Ya broko sikete. The same things that Jesus did, and even more shall we do. La boko sekete. Ya baba kashekere. Because your spirit is upon us, Lord. Ya broka tekede kasekete. So, Father, today we stand as a church, Lord. Oh, rabaka sekete. We stand on behalf of Kingdom Culture Movement, Lord. Raboko sakata. Ye bregedara ya baba. Ye beke sokoto, ya baba regede de sokoto, ya baba regede, and we break the chains of limitations. Oh, rebeke sokoto, ya baba shekete. Father, whatever is hindering your children from moving forward, rebebe shekete, in their work with you, in their finances, in their careers, in their family life, in their relationships, rabogo sekete, rebebe sokoto. We break every chain of limitation. We speak to the mountains. We say, be flattened. We say, mountains, move in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, rebebe kosato. Ya braba barigede. Hula kosondar ya baba keshekete. Ya baba regede. Ribra begede de sokoto. Ya mama kosato. Ribrayonde kele yebe shakata. Yebebe sondoro yobo. La baba shiketem. Rebebe shiketem. Ya baba ko shokotom. La braka shiketem. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the anointing. The anointing that breaks every yoke. The anointing that breaks every chain. Rebebe ko shokata. Ya baba shondere yebe. Lebreke sondoro yobo kadedede. Ya brababa seketem. Yekede sokata. Ya bragi dererede sokotom. Lord, we commit every member, every family that is represented in Kingdom Culture Movement. Rababaka siketem. We commit them into your hands, Lord. Rabaka siketem. And we exercise the authority that you have given us, Lord, that we shall trample over snakes and scorpions, and by no means shall we be hurt. Lord, we take hold of that authority and we trample over every snake and every scorpion in Kingdom Culture Movement. Rababa seketem. We decree and we declare that Kingdom Culture Movement belongs to the Lord. Rababa kaseketem. Rekedede siketem. Yababa shokotom. Rebebe siketem. Lord, if there is any member of this church, Lord, Rababa siketem, that is being held bondage, be it in the mind, Lord, a mental bondage, Rebeke sokotom. Lord, your word says that our weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Father, today, Lord, we exercise our authority, Lord, and we pull down any stronghold, Lord. We pull down any stronghold that is causing mental limitations, that is causing mental issues, depression, anxiety, stress. We come against you in Jesus' mighty name. We decree and we declare that you have no place in Kingdom Culture Movement. Lord, your word says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Father, we come against a spirit of stagnation. Oh, ya mama sotoro yobo sikete. Ya baba ribaba regede. We come against a spirit of stagnation in the house. Oh, rababa sikete. Stagnation in finances. Stagnation in our careers. Stagnation in the place of ministry. Stagnation in our relationship with you. Rebebe ko sokoto. Ya baba shikede sondara ya baba sikete. Rababa segete. Lord, remove any hindrances, Lord. Hindrances that are causing us to be stagnant, rebebe siketem, rababa shokotom, to causing us to be in a place where there is no shift, where there is no movement, where there is no acceleration. We come against those hindrances in Jesus' mighty name. Rabo seketem. We declare that as a church, as a people, we are moving forward. The church is moving forward. The church is moving on. As individuals, we are moving forward. As students, we are moving forward. As husbands, as wives, we are moving forward. As individuals, we are moving forward in our careers, in our finances, in ministry. Raboko seketem. Because, Lord, when you called us for such a time as this. When you called us, you set us apart, Lord, to fulfill destiny, to fulfill purpose, Lord. Raboko seketem. The purpose that you have called us to, Lord, rababa seketem, does not allow for stagnation. Regedoro sokotom. We cannot fulfill purpose in a place of stagnation. Sokotom. So right now we come against that spirit of stagnation. Sokotom. That is stopping us from moving forward. That is stopping us from fulfilling purpose and fulfilling destiny. Sokata. We decree and we declare that today we are moving forward, and no more are we going to be stagnant. No more are we going to be stagnant. No more are we going to be held back, because we are stepping forward in the name and in the power of the Most High God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, your word says the deep calleth unto deep. Ya brogo seketem, ya baba shiketem, regege sokotom, ya baba shondara ya ba siketem, ya baba siketem. Lord, we know that in order to respond to your call, in order to respond to the assignment, in order to respond to your call to purpose, we need to move forward. Rababa shiketem. So we commit ourselves to moving forward. Rababa shiketem, ye bebe siketem, rababa sokotom. We lay aside every weight that so easily besets us, any weight that has become a burden, we lay it down before you, Lord. And we declare, Lord, that we are moving forward, Lord, into the things that you have called us to, Lord, into the things that you have purposed for us, oh Lord. Ye brege zondara yaba, yibaba zonderi yababa rigede de sokoto, yababa shondara yaba rosoto, yebebe sonde kere yebe sikete, ho ragadadari yababa, yamama shodara yaba, logo rosike de soka, yebebe shandari kate, yamama roge de sokata, yobo roshodara yaba, lebebe sondoro yobo, ho ramama sikete, Lord, just like it was with Elijah, when the Spirit was upon him, you caused him to accelerate, Lord. Yababa shiketem. We speak acceleration over every member of Kingdom Culture Movement. Acceleration in every area of our lives. As a church, we are accelerating forward. We are moving forward, Lord. Rebebe sondoro yobo. Yababa shiketem. We declare a suddenly change, a suddenly transformation, Lord. Rebebo sakata. Yabroga deriba. Sokotom, ye brege di dara doka seketem, ya baba shondara ya ba siketem. Lord, that when people look at us, Lord, they will not see who we are, but they will see you, Lord. They will see your anointing that is upon us, that is causing us to move forward, that is causing us to press forward, that is causing us to accelerate, because we are your children. And this year, Lord, is our year to walk in the fullness. It's our year to manifest the fullness of God. Oh, Rebe Sikete, Ya Baba Shondara Yaba, Ya Baba Sikete. Lord, no more shall we be comfortable with stagnation. No more shall we be comfortable with being in the same place. Raboka segedem, ya baba shiketem, because you've called us to take territories, Lord. Oh, raba shiketem, your word says, occupy till I come. Ya baba kasheketem, we cannot occupy from a place of stagnation. Raboka segedem, we cannot occupy from a mindset of stagnation. Raboka segedem, Lord, today, raba shiketem, we speak over every member of Kingdom Culture Movement. Father, transform our minds, Lord. Change our mindset, Lord, that we will not be comfortable with stagnation. We will not be comfortable with being in the same place, Lord. Transform our minds, Lord, that we will see your picture, Lord, that we will see from your perspective, Lord, that we will not give up, we will not give in, but we will keep pressing forward. We will keep pressing into the things of God, into the things that you have called us to. to, Lord. Just like you say to John, come up here. Rabaka jekete, ya baba sondoro yobo sikete, ye bebe sontara ya ba sikete. Oh, Rababa Sekete, Yababa Shikete. Lord, this year there will be a change. This year there will be a manifestation. Rababa Sikete, there will be a turnaround. There will be an acceleration, Lord. Yaba Sikete, by the time, this time next year, when people look at kingdom culture, Lord, Rababa Sikete, they will look at, thus far have you brought us, Lord. Rebebe Sokotara Yaba Sikete. Oh, Rababa Shondoro Yobo Sikete.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whilst we stay in the attitude of prayer, Minister Elizabeth touched on a good point while she was praying just now. And part of that was the transforming of our minds, and as we know the scripture to be the renewal of our minds. Because quite often the problem is when we're in chains or when we're in bondage, it's got a lot to do with the way that we think. And we can pray for deliverance, we can pray for a change, we can pray for a transformation, we can declare chains to be broken, and then look around in our lives and wonder, when is this actually going to happen? When are these chains actually going to break? But, and this is why we always encourage to declare the word over ourselves. The biggest part of the deliverance, the biggest part of the chains being broken, isn't so much a miracle as we know to be a miracle. It's acknowledging that whatever is thrown our way, it doesn't actually affect our lives anymore. And that's what we need to learn to do first. That no matter what is thrown at us, no matter the challenges that come before us, that does not actually have an effect on us anymore. It does not have an effect on us anymore because Jesus beat it on the cross. And that is why we've got to renew our minds, to learn to see it in a different way, to see it as nothing more than a distraction from the enemy, and to acknowledge that despite all of this, we can still move forward in destiny. Despite all of this, God's promises will still be fulfilled and are still being fulfilled. And so I just want to encourage you, keep declaring the word over yourself. Whether it's someone here, whether it's someone listening online, keep declaring the word over yourself, knowing that the deliverance has already come. Because the deliverance is knowing the devil cannot hinder you anymore. He does not have that power. He does not have that authority. He's lost it. Because Christ has won it for us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. That does not mean no weapon shall be formed. It just means it shall not prosper. It shall not affect us. But they will still be there. And that's why we learn to stand in His word and keep declaring it over ourselves until we acknowledge it fully in our minds and in our hearts. So Lord, I pray for renewed mindsets, Lord. I pray, Lord, Father God, where someone may have lost belief in your word, Lord, Father God, I thank you, Lord, Father God, that you renew that belief in the name of Jesus. I pray for a renewed mindset in the people knowing knowing that what is thrown at them does not need to affect them, does not need to stop their path, to stop their destiny, to stop their purpose in you. Because you have already laid it before them, and nothing can stop what you have set before us, Lord. Nothing can hinder what you have set before us, Lord. Lord, even I acknowledge that I did not want to come here tonight because of the stuff I've had to deal with this week. But I've had an appointment with you. And Lord, let us all have that same mind. The same mind that you had even on the cross. Because even you, Jesus, when you were about to go on that cross, you said, if it be your will, Father, take this cup from me. But Jesus, you still went ahead and did it. Despite the warfare you were going through, nothing stops your destiny. So let us have that same mind that was in you, O Jesus. That same mind. Nothing stops you and nothing shall stop us. So Lord, we take captive every thought that hinders us and bring ourselves back to obedience with you, O God. Let us once again acknowledge nothing can stop our destiny. And for some people, the spirit of heaviness is coming from prayers that they have been praying ever since the day they got saved and are still waiting for the answer to that prayer. Maybe it's for the salvation of certain family members. And you're sat there and you're wondering, God, when is this going to happen? But something to we need to remember is that no matter who it is, whose salvation we are believing God for, He wants them saved more than we do. He wants them saved more than we do. And the fact that you are saved, the word has promised that households shall be saved. So the fact that you are saved is proof that your family also shall be saved. And sometimes we just need to remember that. So Lord, remind us. Remind us of that promise. Remind us of that promise that you have given us. For the salvation of households. For the salvation of family members. Family members who may be in prison. Family members who may be in hospital. Family members who may be deep living in sin right now. Lord, thank you that you are still preparing their hearts to receive you, Lord. And I thank you that no promise gets back to you void, O Lord. But no matter how things look, you have given us a promise. And you are not a man that you should lie, nor a son of man that you should need to repent. But have you not said, and will you not do?
Le ikado shatande le ikata da 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 bahaya. Le ikende le de bo shate le ikado shande le brado shai. Le ikande le bragados, li ikande le ikadai. Le brande le broski tande le ikado shatande le ikada. Le brabaka tande le ika. Le ikado shatada da bahaya. Le braka li ikatada da bahando shatai. Le ikede ikado shanda da bahaya. Oh, let's press in more tonight. Let us press in more tonight as a house that we declare and we decree that this year the fullness of God will be evident in KC. In the name of Jesus, the fullness of God will be evident in our households. In the name of Jesus, that fullness of God in us will lead our family members to Christ. In the name of Jesus, let us press in, let's press in. Let's decree it, let's declare it, that we would experience the fullness. Just as the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, that we are complete in Him. We are complete in Christ. That means that there is the fullness of Christ in us, because we are complete in Him. Let us decree it, let us press in, that we declare the fullness. We declare the fullness of God in the name of Jesus in every area of our lives. Wherever we see that there is a little bit of shaking, wherever we see that there's not the fullness of God, either in our marriages, in our relationship with people, in our careers, in our education, in our finances, let us decree and declare that the fullness of God will overshadow everything else in the name of Jesus. We decree it, we declare that we begin to walk in the steps of Christ. We begin to walk in the authority of God. We begin to walk in the unshakable power of God in this new season. In the name of Jesus, we decree it, we declare it for kingdom culture, that this year we walk in the fullness of God's power. We walk in the fullness of God's presence, the fullness of God's glory. In the name of Jesus, we walk in the fullness of God in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we decree it, we declare it, we speak it into being. Le brakado shande de ikada, le ikado shatara bahaya, iketende le ikado shatara. Oh, le ikatande de bosha. It just reminds me in the book of Acts when someone tried to cast out a demon, and a demon said, Paul I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? Oh, when we begin to walk in the fullness of God, even the kingdom of darkness will know who we are. Let us decree and declare that in this season, as we walk in God's fullness, that even the kingdom of darkness will know that we are in God. We are in God. The Bible says that we are seated in Him in heavenly places. That means that we are seated in the same seat as Christ sits in the heavenlies. That we will begin to operate from the fullness of God. We'll begin to operate. We'll begin to speak. We'll begin to do things as a house, as individuals, from the fullness of God. We'll begin to operate from a heavenly perspective in the name of Jesus. Just as the Bible says in the book of Colossians, that we should think on those things that are above, because we are from above. In the name of Jesus, that we'll begin to operate in the realms that God lives in. In the name of Jesus, that we'll begin to operate from a kingdom perspective in this new season. In the name of Jesus, I want us to pray that we will not just begin just to do church, but we'll begin to move in the realms of the kingdom. We'll begin to move in the realms of the kingdom. We'll begin to operate in kingdom principles. In the name of Jesus, that we'll rediscover what the kingdom of God looks like. In the name of Jesus, we'll begin to discover how to move in kingdom principles, how to speak as kings and queens. In the name of Jesus, we'll begin to operate as the Bible says in the book of Revelations, that we are kings and we are priests. In the name of Jesus, we will speak in the authority as kings and operate in the authority as priests. In the name of Jesus, that we'll begin to wear the robes of our priestly anointing, and we'll begin to speak from our kingly anointing in this new season. In the name of Jesus, that enough is enough. We are not playing church anymore. That in this region, in this area, they will know that KC is around, in the name of Jesus, because we are beginning to move from a kingdom perspective, in the name of Jesus. Everything that we need, everything that we need to affect this area, that God will release it upon us. God will release everything that we need, the anointing, the skill, the strategies that we need to affect East London, in the name of Jesus, for Christ, in the name of Jesus, that we will not just play church anymore, but we'll begin to move in the kingdom, in the name of Jesus, that yes, this place will be filled up, but still we will move in this society, we will move in this community, in the name of Jesus, that we will be a movement. We will be kingdom culture movement, and that means that we are not going to sit just in this location, but we will begin to move in our community, in the name of Jesus. Let us open up our mouth, decree and declare that kingdom culture will begin to move in the movement of God, will begin to move in the footsteps of the Spirit, to begin to affect this area with the culture of the kingdom, in the name of Jesus. We decree, we declare that the finances that we need to move things forward, we receive it now, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the people, the committed people that we need to move this kingdom culture forward, we receive them now, in the name of Jesus. The wisdom that we need to begin to move things forward, we receive it now, in the name of Jesus, that we'll begin to see the shift in the Spirit. We'll begin to see the shift in the Spirit. We'll begin to see a change in this place, in the name of Jesus. Just as we have marked 10 years, in the name of Jesus, what we've not been able to do in 10 years, we'll begin to do in 10 months, in the name of Jesus. We decree speed. Oh, just as you said it, supernatural. supernatural speed. We receive it just as Elijah outrun Ahab supernaturally. In the name of Jesus, we receive that speed that we need to outrun those that have gone before us. In the name of Jesus, oh, we receive supernatural speed. In the name of Jesus, we receive the anointing. Oh, we receive the anointing, the double portion anointing, to go forward in this season, to take over this society, this community, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray over London right now. At least this week there's been another two stabbings. Let's pray over London that God will have his way. No more will our young people die anymore. In the name of Jesus, we speak the kingdom over London. No more. No more. In the name of Jesus, meaningless stabbings and killings. Oh, we stop it now. In the name of Jesus, raise up people, oh God. Raise up politicians. Raise up people that will bring decrees in this land to stop this nonsense. In the name of Jesus, we plead over our nation right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, that people will not die meaninglessly anymore. In the name of Jesus, our young people shall live. In the name of Jesus, our young people shall live. In the name of Jesus, that Lord, use us to affect our community, to help these young people to come out of this lifestyle and come into the kingdom where there is life. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, we decree and declare, we decree and declare life in our streets, life in our streets, life in our communities. In the name of Jesus, parents will not have to suffer burying their children any longer. In the name of Jesus, oh, children will not have to lose their fathers or their mothers any longer. In the name of Jesus, we speak life over our nation. We speak life into the streets of London. In the name of Jesus, help us to bring awareness. Help us to bring programs that can help these young people to come off the streets, to come out of knife crime, to come out of gang culture. In the name of Jesus, Lekado shandele igada da boha, libra kado sheke telelelelele bosha. We pray for young girls. Oh Lord, the news was saying this week that young girls, even from the age of 10, are being groomed to get into gangs, to sell drugs, to take drugs for people. Father, we cover our young children, girls and boys, in the blood of Jesus. They will not be used of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, they will not be used of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we cover them in the blood. We cover them in the blood. Let kingdom culture movements be be a solution to the young people in East London. In the name of Jesus, let us be a solution to this area, to our region, in Leighton, in Leightonstone, in Wolverstone, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let us affect our area with the kingdom of God, with the good news of the gospel, in the name of Jesus. Lebragado shandele ikatande de debosha. Le iketende ikatalabaha. Lebracado ikade shete de 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 de.
Lord Father God, the coronavirus scare to you, Lord Father God. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Sickness is not something that is of you, oh God. And so, Lord Father God, I rebuke and I cancel, Lord Father God, in by the divine authority won for us, Lord Father God, the coronavirus scare and outbreak, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Father God, that we have no reason to fear, Lord Father God. For you have said in Psalm 91 that a thousand may fall on our side, but it will not touch us as believers. And I pray, Lord Father God, for those who are currently suffering, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you bring a divine healing upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Father God, that by your stripes, they were healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So by that divine authority, I command it to stop in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And things that have stopped because of this outbreak, Lord Father God, like the functioning of businesses, Lord Father God, like the scares taking place within hospitals, Lord Father God, I thank you, Lord Father God, that you just bring them back into movement in the mighty name of Jesus, and bring them back into circulation in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray against also the spirit of fear, for many are afraid, oh Lord. But I thank you that we need not be afraid in the mighty name of Jesus. For it's even made it as far as London, Lord Father God. But I thank you that it goes no further in the mighty name of Jesus. See in Agasha the Senadia. Compel those, Lord Father God, who can take action to take action, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to prevent this outbreak from getting any further, in the mighty name of Jesus. And assure the people of God, that they need not be afraid, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Father God. via capaci e namala fascia namala fascia na sada da 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 dia da pada se te qui alla patta sa patta via na masha te se te dia namala patta sia na masa da 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 dia da pada fascia na casa da 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 sta over those who are in the midst of the outbreak, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you protect them, Lord Father God? Place your hand of protection upon them, Lord Father God, that this sickness does not touch them, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind it in the name of Jesus. I bind it in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Via na bashia na.